Hello and welcome to Just Some Guardians, episode 4. We are a more casual clan and a podcast, more taking Destiny in a pace that Bungie intended because we are bad at the game. So, I am your host, Brett. Joining me again is my co-host, Nick. Woohoo! Hi, buddy.
We're the show where everything's made up and the points don't matter. Oh, wait, wrong show.
Oh, copyright again! Another familiar voice coming back to us is Russell. Hello, my man.
Hello.
And then new to the show and the clan, woot! Welcome, Calamut.
Yo.
What's going on, buddy? Beautiful. How was the last week for everybody?
It was good.
Thanksgiving is going to be very expensive.
Yes.
Thanksgiving was last week, right?
No.
2 weeks ago? Last week? I think last week.
Thanksgiving was a calendar week from today. A week. Yeah.
That sounded official. Yes. So technically, Thanksgiving at 9:30 my time till now. How has your week been? Good.
Well,
I'm glad. That's great. Perfect. I feel close to you guys already.
Good.
I feel like I'm a part of your life. Well, let's throw it over to since we have our new person, we're going to jump in some introductions. So, Calamut, my friend, a couple questions for you. Let's start with the big one. How did you get into Destiny?
Oh. I saw some trailers, which is really nice. It looks really nice. Really cool. And one of my favorite streamers played it. Like, the first few minutes. It looked pretty nice. And it's probably just me, but I'm attracted to anything that looks cool, you know?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Shiny.
Shiny and cool.
So, like, did you jump in with Destiny 2 or did you jump in at Destiny 1?
Destiny 2.
Oh, really?
When I wanted to buy Destiny 1, it's out of, like, market already. At least in the PlayStation Store.
Very interesting.
Okay.
So you never did D1 and you were fresh to D2. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, with that mindset, have you enjoyed the whole that is Destiny 2?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Right on.
It's really fun shooting aliens in the face.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's nothing like it. Well, how did the going through the campaign for the first time? How'd that go for you? Since it was your first, I mean, it's, you know, pretty cinematic, and then it was your first time through a Destiny story campaign.
I think that was cool. It's really nice. Everybody would probably hate me, but I like Gaul. Looks cool.
Okay, no, he was cool. Okay. He was interesting for sure. Was it just the looks or just him as a character?
His looks and kind of character, almost.
Mm-hmm.
Not all, but close to it.
Yeah, he was very interesting to me, for sure.
He was a compelling villain.
Yeah.
I liked how he was all in white, as opposed to, like, the typical villain, like, dark colors. Like, because it made it more sympathetic, and the more you saw of him, like, through the cinematics, the more he's not necessarily your typical villain. I mean, you know, he felt like the strong should survive, but he also kind of had this, he wanted the powers of the Guardian to, you know, it almost seemed like he wanted them to protect his race, kind of thing.
Well, he wanted to, like, everyone else was all, the cage is closed, we can take the power now because it's the Cabal way, and he was the only one that was like, you know, I want to prove myself. Also, I'm totally wearing the raid shader.
Oh, it was It was, I think, pretty telling as far as, like what his true character was when, he is like the super big light entity after we kill his body, and, he's like, "Traveler, do you see me now?" And then the traveler wakes up and his only words before dying are, "You do see me." Like,
No, it was like, no. Yeah, it's getting no.
oh yeah, just he does
Yeah,
so
it's his last
no.
words.
But yeah,
No.
but like, and I don't know. I thought that was really interesting because it's like, oh dang,
Well, the part with that
he
ending for
believed that
me,
his
go ahead.
people. Oh, I'm sorry. I was gonna say he believed his people should have been chosen by the traveler and not man or humanity. And I was just curious.
Well, the other cool thing with his, background, when you get into lore that he was basically a gladiator for Kallus and whatnot, but like at the end when he's on top of the ship and he appears and he's just got like every gun you can think of strapped all over him. And I was like, oh damn. This guy means business.
Also, he's a warlock.
Well, that's right. All the
Yeah.
all the
All the
abilities he
supers that he
used.
used were, yeah, they were modified versions of the warlock supers.
Pretty sure that
Yeah,
just
then
means
those are like a
warlocks are
tank.
evil. Right? No, that was a cool. Well, and then just have him like it's appeared a lot in D2, like a beam of just purified light that you step in and just burst your super up. Like, can we find a way to just carry that on us at all times? Just go, oh, whoops, I need my super. Boop. I want to harness that
No, but that
somehow.
would be too convenient mechanically.
Oh, but they did it to us so many times. I just want that. It was so nice.
Yeah, every time we went back to the shard to get, like, I guess it was there.
Yeah, it was just
And
lying
then like
everywhere.
the like Gaul's ship spewing out excess light.
Was your besides Kallus, like during the campaign and stuff, like what was the biggest part for you that like was that whoa, like took the breath away moment, or was there one of those for you?
You mean Gaul?
Besides,
Talk to me.
yeah, of course I'm talking to you. No one else is here. It's just me and you. Forget those other
What?
guys.
Okay.
Did I
I
say
like
Kallus or did
Cain.
I say Gaul?
You said
You said
Kallus.
Kallus. Oh, I meant Gaul. You know what I meant.
Do we really?
Now you do. Anyway, so you like Cain?
Yeah, I got it. Cain's character is pretty interesting. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, and it's not like in your face we're forcing a comedic value, like it seems to pop up when it should.
And PvP is like, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like it.
What
What'd you
about the
think of
PvP that drew you in then, since you said you like that? What about it has got you all pumped and excited?
I like this thing that like everyone is like on the equal footing. It's just their skill on shooting,
Yeah, just pure
and the guns you're
gunplay.
using actually, but it's actually the skill it's like main thing there. And I like that.
Do you like that it's mainly like focused on work, like you have to work together to really succeed? Do you like that, or does that kind of seem bleh to you?
I like it. It's a good concept.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed the fact that they went that direction with the Crucible, definitely. I think Nick had a question for you. Sorry, bud.
I don't remember what it was.
I think his question was, do you remember what his question was?
I don't
I'm not doing a
remember.
remember.
Oh man. Okay, well, next part here. Since you're the first person to really join up with us, that's not a real life friend with someone, like personally out in life, like how did you find us about us? How did you find out about us? That's what I meant to say.
He's speaking English,
Okay.
bro.
I swear I speak English.
Sure.
I heard from your clan, from a person from another Discord. His name is Luthien. Know him, right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
Luthien. And it
Yeah.
was from like another
Here with
podcaster's channel, right? Is where he reached out to you.
Yeah. He recommended me to you because he said that you people are doing raids constantly and doing some night calls. And in my first clan, they were pretty inactive, you could say. It's pretty big, but it's inactive, like no one's doing the raid. Everyone's just doing their own thing, so I just left the clan.
Our clan of six is more active than a big clan? That's amazing.
Yeah. Well, not like they're not doing any raids, so yeah. And
Well, that's sweet. I
most.
know, like you'd been brought in for a raid, and then I think it'd been a couple weeks, and then I got a notification on Bungie.net that you had applied for the clan, and it was Christmas over here. I was like messaging everyone on Facebook in our Discord, like, guys, he wants to join. It was this big celebration. We got someone. Woo!
He did. He really did. He's not lying.
It was a big
No
event.
lying.
He was over the moon, and it was the wizard came from, but that's a Destiny 1 reference.
Over the traveler and through the moon to.
Over the traveler and through the moon to Zavala's
Ah,
house we
we
go.
go. Dude, I want to meet Zavala's grandmother. I'm sure she's like awesome.
See,
Can you imagine
I sure imagine she's alive.
sweet little
She
old
might be
lady
buff, you
Zavala?
know?
She would what?
She might be buff, you know?
Yeah, she'd basically be Zavala with boobs.
Oh, God.
And she makes a mean jambalaya.
Just imagining Thanksgiving at Grandma Zavala's house there. She's just got everyone like a game plan laid on a table with blueprints. You will move here, and at 300, oh, 400, you will be here. And if you are not eating, you will be disclosed. Oh, that'd be amazing.
No, you know whose house I want to have? Lord
Who?
Shaxx.
Lord Shaxx's house. I'm pretty
Oh.
sure he just sold his house and literally just like sleeps in front of the monitors here in the tower.
Well, he is absolutely terrified that the tower is going to get attacked again.
Yeah. Pretty sure he just kind of curls up inside his, Cabal helmet pile over here and chillaxes and takes a snooze.
Like a throne, kind of like a
Yeah.
beanbag chair or Cabal helmet.
Beanbag chair, Cabal helmet. That's fantastic. Gets a blip because
You
something
know,
amazing happened in the
Eric.
Crucible and wakes up right away.
You
Do what we're gonna say, bud.
know what I
Wow.
really want right now? Shaxx's sword. You know when you first play the campaign, you see Shaxx's flaming
Yes.
sword behind his
Oh
back.
yeah.
There, those swords,
That's the thing I
you could
want.
actually, you could get those in Destiny 1. That sword
You
was called
can?
Ray's Lighter.
Ooh.
And I like flipped out when I saw that he had one. I was like, what?
Where's mine?
Man.
Pretty sure he stole mine.
Because I had all three of those exotic swords in
Damn
D1. It's one thing we don't have yet. We don't have an exotic sword in D2.
I won't. You know
it.
one's gonna come eventually.
I want them to give us a sword that's kinetic. That would be.
Oh,
Might be a little overpowered, though.
that'd be so. Are you
That with a
kidding me?
katana sword.
You'd have no
Dual.
range. Like, you just have to be
Dual.
constantly in everyone's face.
Dual revolvers.
I'd wear
It'd be the perfect weapon for a striker titan.
my Iron Banner armor with a sword and just sprint at everybody. Rah!
Oh,
it would be really awesome.
That would look awesome. I'm down for that. Maybe, I mean, that'd be sweet if they came out with a new subclass for everyone that was focused around using a sword at all times. That'd be kind of cool.
It should be like I've
Like a
heard
ninja
rumors
class.
You're
that they're
right.
gonna give us a kinetic class, like a no light class.
Oh, interesting. Oh, since,
Yeah.
like, Eagle Lady, whatever her name is. Hawthorne.
Hawthorne?
Oh,
yeah, kind of like
Did you
that.
say Eagle Lady?
I just said Eagle Lady, yeah.
Eagle Lady.
It reminds me of the Pigeon Lady from Home Alone 2.
Hawk, hawk,
that
sorry.
Would actually be pretty legit.
Hawk Lady, my bad. That's not an eagle, that's a hawk.
Is it a hawk or is it a falcon?
Man, this is falcon. This is terrible. This is absolutely terrible. She is.
I think it's a
she
falcon.
Is. Fa. Fa hawk eagle lady.
Did not sound like you were saying an animal there for a second.
okay, I'm looking at it now. That's definitely a hawk. Dang it.
No, because the your ghost says, is that the same falcon at one point?
Yeah, but, you know, your ghost is stupid and doesn't know animals.
Well, yeah, now that it's not Dinklebot, it is pretty dumb.
Pretty sure it would have thought that it was like a chicken or like a walrus.
It's a dragon!
Is that the same walrus we've been following the whole time?
So, in the Stormlight Archives by Brandon Sanderson, they live in a world that the ecology is totally different from our own. Mostly it like involves like crustaceans and things like that.
That's a fun.
But so there is a designated land that is protected from these storms that sweep through, so it has ecology more similar to our own, and they refer to pretty much every bird, like parrots and hawks and other things like that. They refer to them as chickens. So
everything's a chicken.
You know, somebody will have like a parrot or something, and they're like, yeah, and this chicken, it talks and it flies and it's super colorful, and you're like, I'm sure that's a parrot, but it's just funny that they refer to it always as a chicken.
Look at all those chickens.
Did it cook it?
Look at all those chickens. Awesome. All right, my friends.
That meme takes on new meaning for me.
It does. That meme is life. Because I'm waiting for my daughter to do stuff like that. So, last week, this is normally I wouldn't talk about this, but as our whole mindset behind it changed this last week, we had the last Iron Banner of season one, and we all wound up being addicted and figuring out how to actually play it, and had a really good time.
Yeah, there was a night where we won like constantly.
Well, we had like we sat down and we're like, all right, we want to do Iron Banner, and it was going awful. As well as we're like, we are not leaving until we figure out how to communicate and work as a team. And then it clicked, and we all were like,
it just
are we having
happening.
Fun right now? Is this a thing?
when I think like someone made the comment like, oh, we're not communicating. And then Brett, I remember you saying, we find an Overwatch. And Jake was like, yeah, what the hell's our problem? And so then we just like slipped into Overwatch mode and poof, started killing it.
Direction calling and moving together and paying right. attention and calling out targets and when they're dead. And we're like, oh, right, this is what we're supposed to be doing the entire time. What's wrong with us?
Hey, maybe we
oh, and there was much yeah, there's a little thing called time. What was that?
Maybe we won't die as much in Trials of the Nine next time.
Yeah, maybe apparently. We can actually do Trials now. Yeah. What? Did we figure out how to play Crucible 3 months into the game?
Well, I will say I hated the Crucible in Destiny 1 because it's just a super fest. And I hated the Crucible in Destiny 2 until just all of a sudden, wow, I'm having fun.
Well, and yeah, I think you were the most surprised. And I was like, are we having fun?
Was,
and you were
was,
like,
I was
honestly, I can
like,
say yes.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, I love exactly. the Crucible. That's usually what I spend most of my time doing.
Makes me rage so hard.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed it, but it's definitely like fun times 100 when you're with a group of people and it clicks and you're working together and then you're dominating. And you're like, okay, this is a completely different experience in a different game.
Yeah.
Also, for some reason, Skyburner's Oath was like rocking and rolling for me.
Yeah, okay, so yeah, what was everyone's loadout that night that was playing? So you had Skyburner's Oath, I know, and you never switched off of it.
I never saw.
I flipped around some weapons a couple times and then settled on Uriel's Gift, and I used Uriel's Gift the whole night then.
Yeah, because it was because I was using the Forward Path, which is the Iron Banner auto rifle, when we were kind of doing awful at the beginning of the night, and then it was finally like, oh, I'm just gonna just for lols because this is going bad, switch to Skyburner's Oath, and like that's the round when it clicked in how to communicate, and then it was just like, well, maybe this is the ticket, and so I just used it the rest of Iron Banner. And big news, I finally got the entire armor set for the Titan.
I didn't know that. You didn't tell me
Nice.
that.
I sent a message in Discord with
Yeah, he
hundreds
did.
of exclamation points.
Maybe I did see it. I might have said
Yeah.
yay.
But yeah, so you can inspect it right now if you want, but I got the full set finally. It took, let me find the emblem here. 21 packages. Aw, yeah.
Got the boots for my warlock, and then the same gun like six times.
Yeah, I
That's
didn't
all I
get
got.
any Iron Banner stuff. The only Iron Banner stuff that I got was the arms, the cape, and the helmet.
That
Everything
sounds
else
like
And
you
I'll be
got
honest,
Iron Banner stuff.
I really didn't like the Hunter or Warlock sets, so I'm fine with it.
You
How
didn't
did
like the Hunter set?
go ahead, sorry.
No.
The helmet is awesome.
The helmet is
With
pretty
the
cool.
helmet, sure. But there's a whole like body of equipment, and I just didn't. It didn't do it for me.
Did you dive into the Iron Banner there, Calumet?
Yeah, I did.
How'd it go?
For the rolls, it's pretty bad. Yeah. The one thing that I want did not drop, okay? It's
What was
one
that?
thing. The forward path.
Oh man, I'm sorry, dude.
I got the whole set of armor,
Oh, did you?
but not
Sweet.
the weapon.
Well, you're
What?
a warlock, right?
I'm a Titan.
I knew that. I was just testing you to make sure you knew your knowledge of your class and your abilities. Well,
I have
congratulations on
some.
getting the full Titan set, because it looks amazing.
It does. I actually got the last piece on my first try. I'm like, whoa.
Oh,
Okay.
curse you. Man. But I'm glad. Yeah, I didn't get a couple of the weapons, but the ones I did get, I got them 100 times. But no, I really
Right.
enjoy just the, and then we've talked about this before, like, you know, it's not game breaking and the gear that it drops isn't like life changing and the guns aren't game breaking, but just the mindset of having like something else to rep and be proud of and something to run for is just, it kept logging me in every night, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the ability to collect something that's going to make your character a little more unique or a little more awesome in the case of the Hunter helmet, which, again, looks incredibly cool.
I know
You know.
that when season 2 comes around next week, which I week already, like holy cow.
Right?
I know that I'm gonna want the faction set pieces, the
Yeah.
warlock sets. I'm gonna want New Monarchy, and I'm gonna want the ornaments. Like,
Well, the big thing
I
that
just want
kept
that.
pushing me towards the end, because I was almost like, I'm never gonna get this chest piece because it's the one thing I needed left. Oh no, it was the arms. The arms, that's right. And I was like, I'm just not gonna worry about it. And then like it kept nagging in the back of my head, just those couple words from Bungie that once season 2 hits, this armor set's gone and you can never get it again. And I was like, oh God, I have to keep logging in. But I did it. And this will probably always be known infamously for the rest of Destiny as like the hardest armor set to get because so many people could not get the drops. Because it was all RNG. And that's never a problem again, baby. Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's for real.
Which brings us in to our next subject. Brrr. A couple days ago,
Yesterday.
Bungo, was that yesterday?
Was it
That
yesterday?
was
Was it
yesterday.
yesterday? Maybe. No. Day before.
I think
No,
it
it
was
was yesterday.
someday.
Someday when I'm
It
awfully.
was
Oh, so some point.
yesterday because they canceled the reveal stream.
Oh, that's right. Which I thought they were going to do another stream, but it was just going to be like a message from them instead of the
They
Osiris
did
stream.
a cute little trailer today.
Oh, okay. Because like I actually
It was
went
like
into
a
Twitch
minute
just to
long trailer.
subscribe or just to follow the Bungie Twitch channel, just so I'd get a notification when they did their stream of the messages, because I thought that's what they were doing, and I was like, oh, never mind. But I am more than happy with the blog post we got, and let's jump in there because there's some crazy, super exciting stuff that's going to change everything and shut the internet up, for God's sake.
It won't. It
No, I
won't
know.
shut the internet
I
up.
know. I know.
Because, like, Destiny 1, everyone bitched and complained. Oops, family podcast. That random rolls were a thing, and now everyone under the sun is going, "Random rolls made me want to play." I'm like,
No,
no, they
you
didn't.
hated them.
You literally said you didn't want to play Destiny because of random rolls, but whatever.
Moving on. Nick, did you have that ready so we can go through that?
I am we speak in the middle of an adventure, and it is
Oh.
kind of kicking my buttocks.
Well, you know, thank goodness I didn't ask
The
you 30
bungus.
minutes ago to pull it up. Jeez. Now I gotta open
You
my
said.
phone. Oh, my thumb's already tired. I gotta go to
Let's go.
Messenger. Oh, this is awful.
I would totally like stop and do it, but I'm being attacked by an Archon priest right now.
No, it's fine. Don't worry about it. I got it. It's great.
Just die, man.
Just die.
This is like when my wife says everything is fine, but it's really not.
Right? Everything's fine. This is great. Or that
How are you
comic with the
doing? I'm
dog
fine.
in the house that's on fire. This is fine.
Fine is a word that Jake and I know not to use at each other.
Right.
Just don't
So
do it.
I think we can skip the general, like, hello community, we're listening to you message and just dive into the
Yeah,
bullet
the letter
points.
itself. Yeah. Because
All
we really
right.
didn't have all of those problems.
No. I've been going, are we playing the same game? But yeah, I don't get to play as often, so maybe I don't know. I'm just a
I think
filthy
I do. I
casual,
they
so I'm
did
not allowed to
ding.
have.
I will say I listened to the Bungie podcast today, which is kind of a companion to the blog post.
Oh, I'll listen to that at work tomorrow.
It's Luke Smith, Mark Noseworthy, and someone else, but basically like
Much
game
worthy
directors.
sniffing, yeah.
And they're talking, and they said that as far as like their design philosophy goes, they consider three types of players. They consider the tourists, or the collectors, and then the hobbyists. And they were explaining, how they classify. And I'm not gonna lay it out, but I
No,
highly
definitely not.
recommend you give it a listen
Yeah, I'm gonna do that
and
tomorrow for sure. I'm
see
excited.
where you fit in. I fit in as a hobbyist because like I get home from work and I play Destiny. And that's what I want. Like I want a game that I can continually log in and
I'm gonna
play and
fit
do
in
stuff.
somewhere.
But yeah, right?
This is
But
exciting.
I am not a hobbyist that plays like, 40, I mean 40 hours a week, or even like between 15 and 40 hours a week, which
Yeah.
is what a large portion of the community wants to do. Did play that much? I guess I understand. I would be out of things to do, but I don't play that much, so I still have not done all of the adventures. Still haven't seen all the lost sectors. Still haven't gotten my 100 or 305. It hurt. But
I'm
anyway,
pretty sure you just said.
that being said,
All
where do
right,
you
let's
think you
dive in
guys
here.
fit in? Once you listen to it, we have to like reconvene and you have to tell me
Well,
where you fit
definitely. Okay. All right, let's dive in here. Are we ready?
in. No. Yes.
Perfect. I don't care about you if you're ready. All right, Calumet, it's just me and you again. I kick the other two out of here.
Oh
Okay,
no,
that's
you
not
didn't.
good.
It's just me and you, baby. Let's talk about
This one
this.
says
Oh,
doesn't
oh.
sound like it.
Oh no, that's just their memories in your head. Don't worry about it. It'll go away. Give it
Who are you
time.
gonna believe? Mirror your own ears.
Don't mind the voices in your head. All right, so we're getting new systems and rewards to give our most engaged players additional optional pursuits, including a new weapon tier, Masterworks, which will feature stat trackers, random rerollable stat bonuses, unique item tooltips, and item details screen. Wow. What do you think about that?
Well, let's
Well,
unpack it a little bit.
isn't that
Is
basically
it
what they had in D1? I
sort
mean,
of?
because at the
It's.
end of D1, I had something similar with where you would go to whatever his
You
name
get
was,
like
the robot.
an adept. The adept weapons, is that what you're thinking of?
I
Yeah,
just
kind
remember
of.
being able to go there, and then there were certain things that you could like re-roll and stuff like that. Am I imagining that? Is that
Oh,
just something
no,
I
you're
imagined?
not. You could re-roll the random part. It was glass needles. And you could reload or re-roll the random perks on exotic weapons and armor.
Yeah. Okay.
So
This
my,
is a little
yeah,
different.
my general idea of how this works, you can correct me if this is so it's going to be a new weapon tier, basically. Yeah, Masterwork. And then
Right.
if you open your weapon, you've got your infuse thing, your weapon mod, and your shader, right? And so what my understanding of this is that there'll be a fourth box, and that box will have your random roll on it. And that's the thing that you can constantly be refreshing to get that additional perk or whatever.
Right,
Yeah.
there'll be an item that drops from, it has a chance to drop from any, rephrase, not the item, anything that drops legendary quality weapons, it has a chance to drop instead of just a regular legendary weapon, it's a legendary Masterworks weapon. And it'll have the random roll in it, and it'll have, this is something really cool, and it was unclear if it's present on all Masterwork weapons or not. But it makes it so if you get multi-kills with the weapon, it drops orbs of light for your fire teammates.
Oh, that's right,
So
yeah.
that's huge.
Yeah.
It tracks the amount of kills you've gotten with the weapon, and then everything else from there is potentially like random. Like you can get extra aim assist, you can get extra accuracy. Handling, impact, et cetera, and say you have, like I've got my wonderful weapons that I've had since, the dawn of time. I can turn those into masterworks by dismantling other masterwork weapons that I've achieved, obtained, and then using the item that comes off of it to then change my existing collection into masterworks.
Oh, that's cool. I like that. So you're not forced to use whatever masterwork you find. You can go, I'm gonna hold on to these and destroy you so I can use what I want to use. Because Bungie seems to like making people use what they want to use and find their own fun, damn it.
I know.
It's awful
So they
how
want to
when
expand. The Masterworks is set for what, December 12th?
if
That's
I
well,
yep.
you haven't gotten there yet.
I haven't gotten there yet. We'll get there. But well the
That's when
thing
Masterwork weapons are coming out, and their goal is to expand Masterworks to have more potential modifications, but then also to allow you to have Masterwork armor pieces. So it's not just weapons then, it's armor. But when Masterworks goes live, it's only weapons.
Correct. And a cool thing I dig is, Bungie's really done good with like it sounds intimidating at first to someone that's not going to play a lot, but Bungie's pretty good at finding a balance between if you don't get to play a lot, it's still going to be relatively easy enough to obtain, but still a deep enough experience. The people that are hardcore and want to dive super deep into it can still min-max using that. So
Right, and it's going to
both
take some
sides of
time, but
players will be able to dive in.
we've got our loadouts that we like. Like, I don't use
Exactly.
one weapon. I use like probably a dozen different weapons and interchange them out. So for me, it's not just going to be like, oh, I'm going to get my Ghost Primus Masterwork. No,
That
I'm going to
sounds
get,
awesome.
all 12 of my weapons Masterworked. So, or all
The
20 of them, or
Masterwork
hell, the
Ghost
whole collection.
Primus.
Why not?
Yeah, no, for sure. I'm super stoked. That sounds like a good balance between giving these hardcore players what they want without breaking the game, basically.
Right. Well, and it kind of bridges the gap between legendary weapons and exotic weapons, because
yeah.
I feel like there's a pretty big gap between the two, because legendary weapons are cool, but then you're always like, oh man, I really want an exotic, but you can only have one exotic per, you know, weapon or armor. And I feel like that kind of bridges the gap of allowing you to have a little more uniqueness or customization for specific weapons instead of just going with what they give you, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. What were you going to say, Calumet?
I just hope it doesn't affect PvP too much, because I don't want it to be like, I have the rolls and you lose. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, that's what we talked about earlier, that why we didn't like the Crucible as much in D1 is for that exact reason. But it reads to me like it's going to be like just enough of an additional perk to make it mean something, but not like in D1 where it could absolutely break the game.
Is, I guess, yeah.
How it sounds on paper, whether that actually works out or not is another question, but hopefully they've got it figured out how to balance everything. But hopefully. No, that's definitely a worthy, you know, worthy English word that describes the feeling you're having. All right, next bullet point. This one I'm super excited for. Improved vendor rewards. Additional ways for people to purchase items directly with their legendary shards and tokens. No more RNG, baby.
Shards and tokens. That's the
correct
important part.
Mm-hmm.
The picture we're given as an example is 15 legendary shards and 10 tokens for the Hunter Cloak.
And I believe there'll still be the option if you want to just put tokens into the slot machine, right?
Right. They're increasing the amount of tokens that it takes to get the random package, but they're increasing the amount of tokens it takes, and then in order to, like, because, you know, there's 5 armor slots and then a weapon, so mm-hmm. each one of the vendors will sell all 5 armor slots. Jake, what are you doing? All 5 armor slots, and then the weapon will rotate at a set time period. It looked like every 24 hours the weapon would rotate. But in order to unlock each slot, you have to have purchased the random engram. Like what?
Oh.
6 times to have all 5 armor sets and the weapon slot. Sorry, all 5 armor slots and the weapon slot unlocked to purchase directly. So far as I believe, you would have to have cashed in 6 of the reputation, like, token engrams.
So it's going to work like slot machine, I can buy a piece. Slot machine, then I can buy a piece. Slot machine, then I can buy another piece.
Correct. So if you look, like, okay. For us, like, I've already turned way more than 6 tokens into, you know, Benedict, for example, for the raid. So it stands to reason that once this goes live on, what, the 5th?
Correct.
I can go to Benedict and directly purchase all 5 of the armor pieces and then whatever weapon he just so has to happens to have.
Because it's gonna backpedal, right? So it's going to put an account of all the packages you've handed in Season 1, correct?
That's what it said. It said you will get credit for engrams that you've cashed in previously.
Sweet. I'm already golden with everybody. We're good.
But we don't know if that... Oh, wouldn't it be a dick move if it reset with every season, though?
Yeah.
Replayability, baby. Replayability.
We're going to pretend, the Devil Wears Prada. What I've been thinking, or what I've been telling people is, like, your token.
Well, you're not just telling people, you're screaming it at them. Keep your tokens!
Keep your bloody tokens, bloody.
Alright, next point here. Adding armor ornaments that grant visual permutation of armor as players complete specific challenges. So instead of just, like,
I'm all for that.
Doing the Prestige Nightfall and having that little glowing halo for a week. You can have something that you can put on your armor all the time to go, look at me. Here I
Well,
am. Love
it
me.
looks like there's purchasable, like the ornaments purchasable from each of the vendors. And then, so on top of like having to purchase it from each of the vendors, like you have to, in order to be able to purchase it, you have to meet criteria. Like it's a mini quest.
Oh, okay.
Like,
So it's
oh, you
not
have
just
to
going to
have
be like
killed.
Prestige Raid and Prestige Nightfall. Like, there's going to be other smaller challenges to do. I'm all for
Right.
that.
I am too. I like anything that adds a little bit of customization to my own character to allow me to really make it more unique. Because I always hate it when I run into somebody who's wearing the exact same thing that I am, and I'm like, ugh.
Shaders, bro.
Even like if they're wearing like a piece of armor that's the same as mine, a little piece of me dies a little bit. So like I like because I like feeling unique. I like feeling like my
Rich
own personal
pieces.
hero, and then being able to tell my own story with my character so that when people see me, they're like, oh man, he did this really cool thing. And because sometimes I'll just wander around the tower and look at other people, which is probably super stalkery and kind of creepy, but
I did that all the time in D1. Don't even worry about it. Like, that was my favorite activity.
there was one time in D1, so it was that warlock helmet that had like the antlers. And
Oh,
I followed
yeah.
somebody around forever because I was like, that is so cool. Let me see everything that you have on. And let me, creepy stalker you throughout the entire public arena. And then he, like, disappeared. And it was almost like he gave me, like, the side eye, like, you're weird, dude. But,
Oh, I used to get mad at people when they'd go to orbit when I'm like, do you mind? I'm inspecting you. Like, I don't care if you have plans for the night.
Stay here, dang it.
So that's huge. I'm excited for that. All right, next bullet point. It's basically the same what we just covered. Better incentives for players who complete a challenging prestige activity. Do we know if there's more to that than just, like,
We have no idea.
no idea what that means yet? Okay. I never am able to do
Just
prestige stuff, so I'm not too worried about that, but that's still exciting for those of you that are better at the game than I am.
everyone. No, what did someone say?
All right, here we go. Ready? Huge, huge. Better rewards and replay value for strikes, adventures, and lost sectors. In December, we'll be introducing a heroic strikes playlist. Yes! And more generous strike rewards. Rewards for adventures and lost sectors are still on our radar, but will not be delivered for our December updates. Strikes, people. More of them. Heroic strikes. Better rewards. Discuss.
Well, and like, so one of the cool things that they were talking about when I was watching one of the streams was they were talking about how they're incorporating like some story strikes, is what they were saying.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm excited to see that added. And then on top of that, being able to get greater rewards because, like, I'm all for grind. But I've been stuck at power level like 293 forever, it seems like. And I just recently when we went through the underbelly last night, I think I bumped up to like 295. And it's like I am all for grinding, but at a certain point I need more reward than grind to continue to be satisfied, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so hopefully they'll increase the chance of dropping higher level stuff because I would appreciate that.
Well, and that's the thing. You look at, let me open my director real quick. Like, if you just go to the strike playlist as it is right now, it only requires recommended power is 140. So
Right.
you basically have this giant gap between. The regular strike playlist is 140, and if you want to do the Nightfall, it's 240. There's a 100 power level difference there.
Prestige is 300.
And yeah, and then Prestige is 300, exactly. You know, like there's just these giant gaps, and that heroic is, and you know, me and Nick in Destiny 1 would just like What do you want to do? I had a rough day. Let's just punch aliens in the face. Okay, heroic strike playlist away. You know, and 3 hours
Right,
later.
we do it for hours on end.
So that's something that the second they said heroic strike playlist, I was like, my life is complete. Thank you, Jesus, Lord above. It was a good day.
Was very happy.
And I'm excited to see, because they said the words are adding additional
Killing
rewards.
it.
So whether that means, you know, the strike specific loot, or just increasing the chances you have of earning engrams or loot from completing in a generic loot pool, loot pool. Either way, I'm super pumped for Rogue Strike playlist.
It's good. I know it's gonna
That's
be nice.
Deadpool's brother, Loot Pool.
They
Well,
also
and then
said
in the
they're
future,
increasing the
having
rewards as far as like tokens are concerned. So there's like a new system where you can purchase things directly with tokens and shards. It's gonna be beautiful. That
Can
everything rewards more tokens. I just yawned. Whoopsie.
you sound super distant right now, my man.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing too.
Yeah,
Wait, what?
same here.
Did you move anywhere?
No.
You sound super far away right now.
Hold on.
And we want you close.
What about right now? Better?
You sound closer. You sound a little not as clear, but you sound closer, so I'll take it.
That's weird.
I blame Jake's internet.
Probably.
Internet.
Right? And then the other
I'll
thing
turn the
is,
headset off and back on.
okay, so then in the future we're going to get better rewards for adventures and lost sectors. That could be very interesting what they could do with those.
Yeah, well, I appreciated the Lost Sectors because that wasn't a thing in D1, right?
Nope, not or the adventures at all. It
You
was
know,
just patrols.
I appreciate the addition of the adventures because then there are things, and even the in-game adventures, because you're getting a little more about the world, and also you're getting some cool, fun missions to play. Aside from, you know, I spent most of my time in the Crucible, but other than that, and I do like the Lost Sectors. I like the ability of going and finding, because to me it reminds me of my favorite game of all time, Dungeons and Dragons. You know, you get to go and find like a mini dungeon and go and find some loot. You know what I mean? And
Well,
it's
my big
so.
thing with Lost Sectors is it seems to like you go in one and it takes you to some of the coolest places in the game that you just wouldn't ever go to if not. There's some of those caves and wide open spaces full of broken down ships and crumbling buildings is some of the
All
best
right, I'm
looking
back.
set pieces in the game. Welcome back, I guess. Damn. I mean, yeah. You sound a lot
I mean, the
better.
rest of us were finally able to talk, so it was kind of weird not having you here. Just kidding, Nick.
I didn't even hear you. I'm sorry.
Probably better that way.
Don't listen. Okay, so when you re-listen to the podcast, Nick, between the minutes of 50 and 52, just go ahead and skip that part. No reason. Don't
So
worry about
yeah.
it. Everything's fine. But well, and the big like adventures are huge, like very lore heavy and really pushes the story. But like, you know, and I like every time I hear people complain about, you know, there's no incentive to do them, I find myself going, but the story's there, it's so good. And then I remember I haven't finished them all because there's stuff that I'm doing that is that like gives me things. So I find myself more without thinking about it, doing these other activities that reward me instead of actually just sitting down and doing them to learn the more of the story. And I'm sure if I had more time to play, I'd do that, but
Yeah. Well,
having that extra incentive, go for it.
speaking of adventures, like you mentioned, like the story that's in them. There's one on Io. I can't remember if it's Io or Nessus, but it's called Arecibo. And you're
Gesundheit.
basically like hearing weird music coming
Oh,
from
yeah, that one.
places, and it ends up like being like Rasputin's trying to communicate with you. And you're hearing all this weird music, and then all of a sudden your ghost freaks out and is like, ah, red planet, Mars, ice caps,
And he then like comes to and doesn't remember what he just said. And people are thinking that that's like telling us what where like expansion two is going to take place. We're going to get a social space on the polar ice caps of Mars, and there is a polar ice cap on Mars. Check it out on Google. Like, it's a thing. So people are thinking, oh, is that where Rasputin's Warmind vault is? Is that where he actually is?
That would be cool.
That would
Yeah.
be really
I'd be
cool.
down for an
The
expansion on Mars.
promo art shows a Warmind vault in a snowy area.
Oh,
Snowy
that's true.
terrain. That's the promo
Is
art
it?
for expansion 2. So if we get to go back to Mars, I loved Mars. Mars, I think, was my favorite location in D1 because of the sunken city and getting to see Clovis Bray and the ruins of, I think that was the most, or the location that was most evocative of, the Golden Age, and you got to really see the impact of the collapse. I guess the Ishtar Collective was kind of similar on Venus, but you really felt like you were in a place that was ancient and now desolate when you were on the Red Planet, I thought.
Well, then there was it was a funny thing. I was finally sat down and did a bunch of adventures after the raid had launched, and one of the adventures on Nessus is war, like there's hints and stuff of something coming to Nessus and Kallus coming, and it's supposed to be super like mysterious and spooky. But like while I'm doing the adventure, like I look in the sky and like the Leviathan's already there eating the planet, and I was like, well, that kind of took me out of the moment. Like, it's already here, guys. That's what you're talking about. But thank you.
A
So
little bit.
I'm gonna try very hard to just like get to the campaign of Curse of Osiris and then just sit down and do everything story related before I dive into everything else.
That's a good idea. Clear the adventures.
I think I'm going to sit down and just worry about clearing the map before I actually dive into the gear grind and everything else.
Speaking of clearing the map, and I know we're like getting way off topic for your like what you want to talk about, but
I forgive
the lost
you.
sectors on Mercury and in the Infinite Forest, they will not be marked on the map until you have finished the campaign.
Correct. Does I think
Interesting. Which I
that you
like.
can still find them though, but they're
Oh
actually
yeah,
lost,
they're
right?
there. Right, they're actually lost. Which I thought that was going to be the case from the beginning.
Exactly, which
And
I
I
was
was
hoping for.
kind of a little disheartened that it wasn't like, oh wow, look at that. There's the
Xur is on
symbol.
the
Here we go.
map, and lost sectors are on the map. Yeah.
Well, Xur being on the map is fine. I'm fine with that.
No, I kind of bugged me.
I appreciate that since I had the hardest time finding him in D1. I hated
I
being
kind of
like,
enjoyed
I'd
it.
look it up every time. Be
Yeah.
like,
And that was, I
screw
enjoyed looking it up. Or going, I know the couple
this.
locations he's in. I'm weird, but enjoying the, like, I know about where he might be and flying around. And then if I couldn't figure out, I'd look it up. But I really enjoyed that. And so when I knew that he'd be, like, on any planet, I was like, that makes the search bigger, and the community's going to come together, and who's going to be the person to post where Xur is. And I was kind of excited for that, because I enjoyed it, because I'm weird, but. I was like,
Yeah,
all
who
right,
are you?
he's just here sitting in a tree and he's on the map, but
Yeah,
whatever.
I find it interesting that he like gravitates towards that tree.
It's a nice tree. I probably never would have climbed it if he wasn't up there, so I'm kind of glad.
That's a nice boulder.
Like if I have, that's a nice boulder. Like if I ever have a little guardian kid, I'll build him a treehouse up there. That's solid. It's a nice tree. Build him a
Dude,
mansion up
that
there.
tree house and that tree. Oh, man.
My treehouse is being assaulted by the Vex, Daddy. Come save me.
I think I'm getting a stiffy thinking
That's
about a
bad
fucking
parenting.
treehouse I'm
Just
building
bad
now.
parenting. All right, next
It's a
thing.
Vex construct.
This has been a big one for a lot of people. Private matches for the Crucible. Boom. Still
I have
targeting.
nothing to say because I think it's stupid.
Yeah. Still targeting early 2018. Expect to have better insight into exact timing in the new year. We're also moving ranked PvP to the top of our priority list for the next year to support the competitive community. Ranked PvP and private matches. Nick, I know you said you think it's stupid, but like I probably won't use it, but I understand its use and I'm okay and I'm cool with that.
There's a lot of.
Well, I think.
Go for it.
No, go, finish your thought, then I'll.
Okay. There's a lot of communities out there that'll do like a lot of streaming communities and stuff that'll put together tournaments and private matches for just for fun, for one, to get their communities together. But then they do a lot of private match charity stuff, and there's a huge audience for private matches. So I may not use it, but I'm super glad it's there because it got used a lot for really good causes in D1. So I'm cool with it.
Well, and going along the lines of what you said, I mean, it kind of opens it up for that competitive atmosphere of, like esports, being able to create a private match and then being able to rank people. It's opening Destiny 2 up to, the kind of esports that we see with like Evolve or Overwatch, things like that. So it'll kind of bring it into that atmosphere, which can only do good things for Bungie because, advertisement.
Right.
But
100 kill count, you're only allowed to use tractor cannon. Go. We're off.
yeah. That reminded me of Halo matches where you can only use the sword or
Yeah,
the
that was
shotguns.
right. Oh, what were you going to say, Caliber?
What? I didn't say.
Oh,
I had
I thought you
no
were about to say
idea.
something. Did you want to say something? I want to hear your voice. Talk to me, sweet cheeks.
Jesus. I have no idea what he's about to say. I forgot.
I forgive
What
you.
did they say?
Make something up.
Don't know.
Waffles are
What were we
classic.
talking about? I forgot.
Private matches in the Crucible.
People's privates in a crucible?
I
forgot what I
Exactly.
was to say.
Guardian dick pics. That's the
Oh, jeez.
new
emote.
Wanna? Do you wanna raid my loot cave?
I thought this was a family show.
Not any, after we hit the
Not
hour mark,
anymore.
it's just some Guardians after dark.
Other rounds.
Oh,
Oh.
I'm not compensating for anything.
Apparently,
Jake was not happy with that.
Oh, poor guy. All right, next bullet point here. This isn't as big a thing, but there's some Crucible tuning, adjusting supremacy scoring, and better spawning rules. I know I've had issues with spawning into enemy teams and stuff, so I'm excited they're addressing
Yeah.
some of
Oh,
those. S with
yeah.
some of
My
these bigger
enemy
changes
team.
coming, a bunch of the smaller ones. It's nice to kind of see things on both sides there. So, PvE, we're getting a lot of stuff. Crucible guys, you're getting a lot of stuff too, and that's exciting. Better incentives for completing Crucible matches and penalties for quitting competitive games.
I support that.
Yep. Well, actually,
Because
because
it drives me
a big thing
crazy
in
if I don't have.
D1, one of the fun things of running Crucible was because I was terrible at it, so I would just be at the bottom of the list every time. But you'd finish a match, it puts everyone at the end in a list of who did good and best, and then there was a chance that people could get an exotic engram would appear,
Right.
Is that intense what you're doing over there, Nick?
Little bit. Sorry.
Okay. All I hear
I'm
is
right next to
controller
the
sounds.
wall. Oh, sorry. The way
Yeah.
Jake is sitting on me, and so I have to have the controller right in front of me.
Punch him in the boob. Punch him in
I'm
the
not gonna
man
punch him in
boob.
the boob.
Do
No, punch him in the butt.
it. Aw. Okay, moving on. Just some
I think,
Guardians after
and that's
dark.
one of the things that I miss about the Crucible in D1. I feel like you don't get as many rewards
Well, that's
in
changing,
D2. You get
huh?
tokens.
Yeah. Well, there's a really
Yeah.
rare chance you actually get a really good random drop. I'll get
I
a
did
blue
get
every
an
once in a
exotic
while.
engram.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, once.
Damn, that's intense. I've
You know
never
what's
seen
gonna be
that.
nice?
What?
An exotic piece from every faction. Gonna be nice. It's like there's a specific exotic item in Crucible. Or no, they call it the event The Iron Banner, there.
Oh, okay,
That's
yeah.
kind of a nice, yeah. It's like, it's gonna be a nice collector's item.
Yeah, right. More, just more stuff to run for and see, and increase your collection,
Yeah.
and more toys to really just play around and mess with for sure.
Or just for display.
Right? Look what I got.
Yeah.
It's brand new. All right, next up we got continued improvements to Iron Banner and faction rallies, including uniqueness of rewards. The next Iron Banner and faction rally will introduce improvements in both of these areas. Yay!
I will introduce improvements
I
in both of
support
those
that.
areas.
Uniqueness of rewards is the key words there. That
But how
means
unique, though?
not reskinned with the logo thrown on there, right? Like it's going to be. Is that what they're
It'll
saying?
be unique. Like that's what leads me to believe. Yeah,
Yeah,
I
it's
think
not
they're
all
gonna
just
design
reskinned.
the armors from the ground up. Which, like, I have to say, like, season one was designed by the game's overall development team. Season two is the live team. So it's like, okay, so season one being reskin, whatever. Season two, if it's the live team doing it, their whole job is that, not to launch a game, but just, whatever, cut butt
Create cool
talking.
stuff, yeah. Yeah, so that's gonna be really sweet having just completely or just not just the fact that in season one it was reskinned, season two it won't, but like just the sheer fact of having a whole nother armor set to collect, And then whether uniqueness also means that we're getting like different kind of perks on the armor sets instead of just like, well, I don't want to go to New Monarchy because it all has mobility, Like, hopefully there's some different armor stats that make it worthwhile instead of just the base stuff. You know what I mean?
That's a
Yeah.
good point.
That's what I'm hoping for. Either way, it's
That's a good
still
point.
positives in the right direction, And this is all like base fixes, and I'm sure like as we progress, like they'll add more and more and improve because that's how Bungie works it, All right, next
I
up, we
can say
got.
this for Bungie,
Go for it.
no matter what bad things, I mean, they do honestly listen to the community and do attempt to fix things and I feel like a relatively quick manner.
And I've always felt like they listened, but like the sheer fact that like they're even recently stepping that up even more is just huge. Like they're, I mean, just this week you've seen, their PR campaign is just massive, just going just to prove that we're listening. I mean, this what we're reading right now is a massive just, hey, we want to make sure you're even closer in the loop and being more open, So
Well,
if they
and
can keep this up, that'd be just, I'd be in heaven.
the expeditious nature in which they listen to the community, and then they're like, okay, here's season two. These are all the fixes to the problems that you presented to us.
Well, and then later in season two, we'll have more fixes. And then I'm sure when season three hits, they'll be doing
Yeah.
even more improvements and fixes and better things with the game. And the big thing I've heard a lot thrown around is the phrasing that Destiny 1 Vanilla was, like a decent game that got really good by the end, and Destiny 2 was a really good game at launch that can only get better. And so we're going to
Right.
end up with just an absolute masterpiece of a game, So, yeah,
Yeah.
I'm psyched. This is all good stuff. All right, I accidentally scrolled, so give me a second to find my point. Here we go. Changes to make the mod economy what more interesting and impactful. The Gunsmith will have some updates to how mods are acquired, and they're exploring more updates to the system in the new year. So we're getting a more interesting and larger mod system, mods pool. Your thoughts?
Mods, I
Mods.
think, the sky's the limit with mod.
Mod, mod.
And then there's mod.
All about mod.
No, all about mod. I
My name
think
is Mod.
there's like the sky's the limit with the amount of things they can do with mods.
Oh yeah, you know, and I knew from the beginning this was just like a base system we had, and they were going to build up
Right.
on it. Like, there's no way they weren't going to add to the system. People are crazy.
Right.
Well, then more stuff like the gunsmith already. Like, I already do a lot of stuff with the gunsmith, but making that even more. And like, I'm in the Traveler right now. I'm inside the Traveler. I'm at the Traveler.
What does it
I'm at the
look
wall
like?
right now, and there's a row of people standing at gunsmith right now. Like, you're, I mean, I know most of them are just handing stuff in, but like, there's already an interesting system to do here, and they're going to expand on that. And I'm excited to see how that exactly expands and adds to the gameplay, and how you're able to customize. Like, we're getting masterworks with random rolls on top of getting expanded with a mod system. Like, we're going to get a lot of very unique play styles and gun systems.
Your unique play style and gun system.
I think that capability to make your character, I mean, because I think that's one of the things that Call of Duty like kind of excelled at is the ability to customize your weapons so that you have a very specific loadout that when you go into matches is optimized to your play style. I think that that's a very cool feature, and I'm excited to see them moving in that direction with
Noob Tube
Destiny.
Master Race. No, just kidding.
You know, to be able to modify your weapons and your loadout so that as you go into the Crucible, you have something modified to your play style, or you're going into the Strikes playlist or the raid, and you have something that fits with you. And I mean, there's already some of that with the different weapons and things like that, because like my favorite loadout is Origin Story, Graviton Lance, and then Sins of the Past. You know? And I really like those weapons, but then being able to modify them to do things
What
in a
you want
certain
them to
way that
do?
make it more in line with how I like to play is
Yeah.
just icing on the cake.
Well, for sure. Well, and, you know, going back to your point with Call of Duty, you know, like, we could both be using the same gun, but, and it was all just little stuff. Like, I could build mine to be more, you know, I'm really good at, you know, looking down sights and shooting people from range. Or maybe you're like, you really enjoy sprinting around the map and hip firing. Like, we could be using the same gun, but with modify, you know, with mods on it of a certain extent, or attachments and whatnot. Like, it would build into two completely different guns, basically, to fit your play style.
Exactly.
And that's exactly what I think we're eventually going to get to, is, you know, not to that extreme where we have like, you can change your scope to do, you know, like, I mean, we can already do that, but, you know, like, you can change eight things on your weapons to change every stat and min and max, but, you know, to a point where you can use the mod system to make, not completely change a gun, but make it work more in a manner of your play style. You know, like, because
Right.
there's plenty of guns that I would never use because I'm garbage at that play style, but, like, I like how they
Exactly.
look and the sound. Like, I'd like to be able to play with them, you know.
I like what you're talking about, because a little earlier, before we started, I think I told you, like, oh, you know how Scathelock, you couldn't pry it from my cold dead fingers? Now I'm using Ghost Primus. If I could get like 10 more points of stability on Scathelock, I would use it again over Ghost
Oh
Primus.
yeah. Oh yeah. And that was the
Because
thing that
that's
made
the
me
only difference
switch.
for me.
Well, and that like what you were saying, like that's why I switched from Scathelock to Origin Story, because I love Scathelock. It has that high impact and it kind of pushes the enemies back a little bit that I really enjoyed, and it felt like you were eating through their health really well. Origin Story is just more stable. I'm able to hit their weak spots a little bit easier. So if I could get that stability on Scathelock, you know, I'd switch back. You know, I'm with Nick as far as that goes. Plus, it's a cool looking weapon, kind of that.
Total
anyway.
classic look.
Yeah. And so, I mean, anyway, you know, modifications. I think that's awesome, because then you can have a weapon that you really like the look of and you like the feel of, that, you know, like you were saying, Brett, you can just slap on minor modifications that maybe just make it a little more stable, and then you've got something that
it makes it unique to you, and you get to play how you want to play.
Oh, exactly. You know, and that's what everyone's been begging for in the community. Sorry, hold on. Woo. Is, you know, more personalized mod system. Yeah, I just I'm still getting over cold, and I've been not coughing all night, and then all of a sudden I had that, like, tickle. We were trying to hold it in, yeah, and it tickles the back of your throat, and then you're just like, well, all right, I guess I'm dead now.
Well, we'll miss you.
Okay, bye. Good luck, everybody. Maybe.
Brad, open up your fire team.
Don't you want to come run around the tower with me?
Yeah, I can't. It won't let me. You hate me.
I thought it was open.
It is open. It's not you. It's the game.
Oh, okay, cool. Anyway. So.
Cool.
I don't want you running around with me. Gross. Ongoing improvements to exotics, including adjustments to reduce instances of duplication. We plan to tune underperforming exotics and will continue to make targeted updates and improvements. Duplication protection will be added for exotics in the new year. So look for a lot of exotics you're not using now to be very viable, and then to not get a bunch of ones you don't have. Sounds very positive to me. What's up, bud?
Because
oh, fighting lion.
I've gotten Radon Flux like 4 times, and then I've gotten the Lucky Pants, which I never use and will never use, like 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just give me a different exotic, please.
Yeah, there's a bunch I don't have. Like.
Yeah.
What's the one I've gotten the most, I think? I think I've gotten... Oh, where are you? Which one are you? I actually get Skyburner's Oath, like, every engram.
What?
Yeah. I've gotten probably, like, 12 Skyburner's Oaths. It's ridiculous.
No way.
Yep. Is it the one you don't have? I'm sorry, but you do have it, though, right?
Yeah, I finally have it now.
Okay, good. Use it in the Crucible, trust me. It'll surprise you when you learn how to play with it.
I'm not really good at shooting people.
Oh, no, neither am I. I'm garbage, but Skyburner's Oath. Do it.
Yeah, that's for real.
No one expects the Spanish the Skyburner's Oath. When you kill someone and they see that on their screen, you know they're dead inside. and that's the best part of using it.
I die a little inside every time I see the Mida multi-tool.
That's all I die from, so I don't worry about that one. But
I die from Oriel's gift so much.
Right?
That's my favorite.
Yeah.
I die from gifts a lot.
Alright, so more exotics, better exotics. Improving our exotics. We're going to get more new stuff. Next up. New ways to spend surplus currency and materials. Looking at you, legendary shards. Players will be able to spend tokens and legendary shards, which we talked about earlier, on vendor inventory. So once again, you're spending both currencies, not one or the other. And Zer will have new items as well. What?
Which is normal.
Look at a new outfit.
They did the same thing in D1, where by the time Season 2 rolled around, there were
other things
that Zer ended up selling. And plus, you always get an influx of exotics with a new season.
Mm-hmm. But it sounds like they're going to basically redo Zer's entire system, though.
They're giving him 3 of coins again.
Or are they? I didn't hear that.
I thought I read it too. They're giving him 3 of coins, but instead of it being like something that you have to use before each boss, it just lasts for 4 hours, and it works for your whole fire team.
You did say that. You're right.
Yeah, I did.
You did say that. Well, do you want to get? That's all the bullet points. Do we want to go further down where it gets into detail, or do we just have you covering the basic bullet points here?
Well, we've covered most of it, I think.
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we've
No,
discussed
yeah,
a pretty
we've
good overview.
basically covered all the darker stuff without actually reading it, so.
Yeah.
Funny you say that, when you go lower and it starts talking about masterwork weapons, the first one it shows is Uriel's gift. So that's hilarious.
It's a gift to all of us.
It is a
Uriel's
gift.
gift is
Real
a
Uriel.
great auto rifle. I feel like it's a little overused.
One
It's
thing.
overused because it's good.
Yeah, it's really good.
I
But,
do like the liquid cooling and how like or not the liquid cooling, but how the little
all the Amalon
glass thing
stuff.
on the side that has the liquid in it. As
Amalama
you decrease the clip, that liquid will get lower. I just like that effect. I think that's cool.
lamas.
It's a
Cool little
magazine.
addition.
Okay.
I actually don't like
Bro.
Ariel's gift. I don't know why, but I don't like using it.
I love
You
it.
don't
I
like
like
using it?
Omalon is my favorite weapon
Yeah.
manufacturer. So when I saw that Omalon had an auto rifle, I was like, yes! Other than Hardlight, because
I
Hardlight is my Destiny
use,
1.
instead of Uriel's gift, I use the number, which is basically
That's the future
future.
War Cult one,
That's the
right?
future War Cult one, yeah, and I actually like it more. I don't know why.
Well, Uriel ain't getting you anything for Christmas, that's for sure.
Well, I've got the one and only number, so in your face.
The number. I
One
have you a
thing
number.
I hope comes, since they're like increasing rewards for everything, like I want, like I understand that, like, you know, Eververse is their deal, but I want to get ships and sparrows and shit from other activities other than the Eververse. I want to raid ship again. I want to find sparrows randomly again.
I want like
Oh,
a new monarchy sparrow that looks like I'm riding a freaking horse.
that would be
no.
cool.
That would be cool.
That's nice.
I mean there is the weird Justalude sparrow. It's the one I'm using now. It's got like two pipes strapped to it. It's kind of cute.
That's kind of the biggest change they've done that I was like, what? When they like, there's no ship you get specifically for beating the raid. Like, can you imagine a Leviathan like themed ship that you could
That
fly
would be
around
cool.
in? Like,
I'm sick.
would it look like the Leviathan, or would it be like all
I think it would just be
callousy
super
and
callous and
super
goldy, gaudy, and you know.
look like Kyle said.
Well, and
Like a
that was one
giant
of my favorites.
turkey.
Like, you'd go into the, you know, strike playlist, or you'd go somewhere in D1, or, you know, just a Crucible match, you know, and you're all or in your ships flying somewhere, and you'd see someone with that ship, and you were just like, oh my god, they did the raid and they got the ship. That's so cool, you know, and that's just not there. You know, you get it, like, you see
Well,
a
and I
cool
feel
ship, you
like the
go, oh, you
skins
got that
for
from a
the
Bright Engram. Good job.
Well, I feel like the skins for the ships are pretty lame. All the ones that I've seen. Although there is one that kind of looks like a stealth bomber that's all
Well, there's kind of
black.
like, there's really only like four or five basic looking ships, and then just a bunch of like color scheme variations, and that's it. And I'm like,
Yeah, they're pretty
oh,
lame.
that's why I use the first
It's the
ship that they
pattern,
ever
kind
give you.
of.
There were so many like amazing looking ships in D1, and we've just got four or five basic looking with different color combos, and I'm like, oh, come on.
Should I give
Why?
you an answer that no one wants to hear?
Oh my god, probably not.
All we have are the ships that Hawthorne and her gang had. We don't have any of the crazy tech that we had before because they were all in the hangar in the tower.
That's a stupid reason, Nick.
Oh god, that makes sense. But
Just saying.
all the raid ships we
I'm
didn't have
disappointed in your
anyway
logic.
because we got them from the raid, so why the hell is there not a raid ship?
Can I get a miniature version of the Starship Enterprise?
No, you can't!
Not
Millennium
even if I had
Falcon?
to pay for it?
That's a completely different thing. Nope, sorry, it doesn't work. Sorry. Take
I
your
do
money
miss the
elsewhere.
Sparrow from, what was it? It was the last, gosh, what was that last expansion in D1? The
Iron, Rise of Iron.
Rise of Iron, yep.
Rise of Iron. The Sparrow that you got from the Wise Rise of Iron expansion was
Oh
the
yeah.
most awesome
That
Sparrow.
was a lot of fun.
That
I
horn.
never saw it.
That's been my biggest thing, seriously. The
The
raid
ships?
ship, it pisses me off.
You're wrong.
Especially with how, like, just absolutely aesthetically, like, how the raid is 100% aesthetics. Like, he is all about showing off and looking cool, and that's exactly what the ships were for. And don't hurt.
Well, who knows what
Knowing
happened
really
with the raid
can't.
lair.
Yeah, but it should be there for the raid. I hope they fix it, seriously. And that's the only thing you'll ever I've never raged in one of our podcasts about something in Destiny ever. And that's such a weird thing to rage about. But that's the only thing that's actually made me mad in this game, is not having a rage shift. So I guess they're doing okay if that's the only thing that really pisses me off. But man, that makes me so mad.
You're ridiculous.
I know I am. Story of my life. All right, so that covers. Is there anything you wanted to talk about since you listened to their podcast today that might have been different? I mean, I'm going to listen to it tomorrow, but is there something that was different they brought up that you want to talk about?
Different? No. I mean, I really enjoyed hearing their articulating the different, like, the three
Did
different
they...
types of players that they
yeah.
consider, and talking about, like, the frustration of being asked to communicate and give people deadlines. And, because they're like, okay, well, what if we tell you we're gearing for something for, you know, December 12th? But someone at last minute finds something crazy that breaks it, and so we have to push it back to, we don't know how long it'll take to fix it. Sorry.
Yeah.
And they said that it's the same reason Blizzard always says it's coming soon.
Because you can't give a date.
Can't. And they're like, I think it was someone, can't remember which one of the three, mentioned the fact that, you know, a large portion of the player base are people that have never played an MMO, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot
MMO
more
players,
sub-tiers of...
MMO players understand it. Like,
yep.
Okay, just tell us you're working on something. You don't have to tell us when you're working on it for.
Exactly.
You know, and then there's this huge group that's like, okay, well, we want to know now. Okay, well, we can tell you, but we can't tell you when.
Exactly.
So.
Because there's so many different subsystems. Well, and the biggest example of that is when that glitch came out with Kallus, where you could make no ads appear in the throne room, you know, and they were going to fix it and then realized the only way they could find to fix it in the time frame they gave themselves would actually completely break the entire encounter because of how deep down the programming was.
Right.
And so the best thing they could do was just... Exactly. So the best thing they could do was just patch a way to tell people used it for the actual raid race and then go, when we can fix it, we can fix it, you know? And that's the biggest key of how programming works. Like, not everything is a simple, like, oh, you don't like that? I'm just going to open this fancy drop-down menu and push this icon, and yay, butterflies and rainbows.
They explain
that.
That's
not
how
it works.
They go into great detail as far as the different types of problems. There's problems, like, and I'll, like, you can go into, it's literally called the Bungie Podcast, and it's the November 2017 episode.
Okay.
But they literally explain the different levels of complication that they can face when a bug is reported or when there's a problem with their design and they have to fix it. Like the token system, you know, it's not necessarily like they can sit there and say, oh, well, we're just going to add this and do this. And no, sometimes you have to rebuild it from the ground up. And then there are times where to fix something, here I go explaining it after I said I wasn't going to explain it. Where in order to fix it, they literally have to go back to square one with the game and rewrite how an element interacts with every single line of code in the game. And that can't be automated. That has to be done by hand.
No, I saw one time someone actually made an animation in some game to show actually, like, in every simple action you do in this game, like how many lines, different code systems, not just lines of code, but how many different completely separate systems have to intermingle and connect with each other and work. And it was fascinating and scary to watch. Like the whole screen was basically just taken up with lines of different series of codes interacting and bouncing off of each other, and you're like, oh, I don't want to think about it.
Well, I can speak to that a little bit, being a programmer myself, because you've got, I mean, even just with a basic website, you've got, even a very basic website, you've got three levels of code going on. You've got, well, four, sorry. You've got HTML, CSS, JavaScript, and PHP.
Yeah.
And all of them interact with each other because based upon what's being displayed on the screen or different classes that you've attributed, things like that, JavaScript is interpreting it to do different things. The PHP is looking at it going, okay, this is the kind of information that you need to be able to pull this forward. And then to really make it consistent, you have everything broken up into models, you know, so that you can be able to access it easier. And then you're running less of a risk of running into a problem where I need to fix this, but if I fix this, it breaks the entire code. But even then, because the way that everything kind of meshes together, it's a big puzzle piece. Mm-hmm. If you cut the knob off of a puzzle, it's not going to fit anymore, and that makes the whole picture degrade. You know, right. So, you know, these little simple fixes that they're putting out, they're not really easy, simple fixes because you have to fundamentally change the code, even at a basic level, because even then, I mean, especially for these games, you're looking at things much more complex than JavaScript or PHP, which are not, they can be complex. They're not super
right.
outside the norm, but you're looking at things like C Sharp and things like that, which are basic machine code to be able to interpret things that the machine's doing and then being able to display it on the page. I mean, they're using JavaScript and stuff like that to be able to do this stuff, which is just, it can be insanely complex, and the kind of things that they're being able to do with taking models, making them move, making them actually realistically move and do things, you know, and collision. I can't tell you how difficult it is to program something like collision detection to be able to get something to walk on solid ground, and then when it bumps into something to be able to stop. That is a very complex system.
They talk about, like, what it... Oh, excuse me, sorry. Like, what's involved in Destiny's engine. Like, they talk about how... what goes in... If a developer logs into the test environment and goes, this rock needs to be moved by, like, 2 feet to the left.
Yeah.
It takes a 12-hour render to then go in and basically re-render the entire environment, and it recalibrates all of the physics going on to take into account that rock has moved. So they're like, yes, it seems like a quick fix, and it takes 2 seconds to move it, but then to lock that in place into the test environment, it takes 12 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
So to re-render it.
So it's
really, really interesting because you can tell they're really frustrated, but at the same time, they recognize, okay, if we had explained this, because them saying this is a different crowd than plays MMO games by and large, like, okay, I can kind of understand why people are getting so upset and why Bungie is reacting like this, because they're having to explain things that they didn't quite realize they needed to explain before.
Right.
Exactly. Because it's a completely different group of gamers, you know, and there's a lot of, you know, and most of the people I've played with, and Luthien included, has never played an MMO until this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, like, the gameplay of an MMO isn't even what made him go, oh, this looks exciting. Like, it was something else that brought him in. So, yeah, right. It's a huge just chunk of community that's just, yep, that doesn't make sense to me. I don't understand. You should be more like this company. And why isn't this fixed right now? Blah. And I mean, you know, it also goes hand in hand. We live in a day and age where everything is just right there handy seconds after you want it. Like, you can get packages over your house a day or an hour later, you know, like, that's part of it too. It's just a sense of entitlement, you know, but that's a whole different conversation.
I think we've lost the understanding of how complicated things are because it's so easy to obtain them. But we've lost that sense of complication because we don't have to make anything anymore ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you're not wrong. That's a whole other.
Yeah,
that is a whole other conversation.
And there's your philosophical thought of the week from Just Some Guardians.
What would happen to 99% of the population if we were to snap back into the Dark Ages?
They die.
And that would be so
Exactly.
nice. I every day I wake up, I cross my fingers.
I don't, because I'd
I'd
probably be one of those that died, to be completely honest.
Hence why I cross my fingers.
And I
I feel like
want.
I can make it a little while, but I don't feel like I'd make it past like my first or second winter. I'd be like, I'm done.
Oh.
Game over.
Especially where you guys are at.
Well,
I got it easy here in Texas.
I'll yes, what you think, but
I mean, I've had
I'll
summers.
remember you guys. Like, I'll always remember you, if that helps.
Hate you.
Here's to Nick and
Right?
Russell.
As I rip open the jackrabbit, it'll turn
Yeah.
some
Bite into a salmon.
Right, exactly. Anyway, so all these changes coming up is literally coming up because Curse of Osiris is next week.
It's Tuesday. Curse of
Yeah.
Osiris is Tuesday,
It's freaking me
and
out.
half of all these updates launch with Curse of Osiris.
Exactly. That's huge. All right, we're a week away. Toot the hype train, guys. Curse of Osiris is on Tuesday.
Choo-choo.
How you feeling?
Toot-toot.
Good.
I feel good. I feel
I feel
good. Like, I feel like
intimidated.
I'm in a place with all three of my characters where I can jump in. Brett, I like what you said about, like, you're gonna do the campaign and then do everything story related before going outside of it. So yeah, I'm kind of with you there. I want to
Yeah.
do all of the adventures
Well, because I know my
before I
mindset.
touch.
If I start the grind, I'm not going to exit the grind until I'm done with it.
Right.
And so if I
And
just
I
have
don't
my mindset in the grind of the story before I start the grind of gear, you know.
And I don't really give a crap that the power level is being bumped up to 320 or 325 with mods. Like I don't care. That whatever. That's cool. That's not my priority. My priority is like seeing everything I can see and then jumping on those 11 weapons that you can forge.
Yeah,
Yes.
that'll be fun.
That's a month of gameplay right there, like.
Yeah, especially if it's only 3 a week.
Yep, that's
3 through 9 to
huge.
12, 4 weeks. 4 weeks, blah, blah, blah. Not gonna finish that.
Calumet, my love.
Yeah, I do like the way that they're the kind of what is it? It's like that 3D prophecy that once you have translated it, that's how you create the weapon. I think I just
Yeah.
like that touch. I think that that's
It's
really neat.
apparently there are prophecies of Osiris. Like Osiris has delivered these prophecies, and then
Yeah.
he rewards us by like their idea. You watch the stream, so you know this already, I'm sure. But like the idea behind it is it's all these older weapons from his time that he brought with him and modified to the Vex Tech, and he's teaching us how to make them.
Yeah.
So
What are you most excited
I
for Curse
want
of Osiris, Calumet? Like, what gets you? What gets you hot in the morning for Curse of Osiris?
crafting system.
Yes.
I like crafting things. Especially when
Yeah.
it's a really rare item. It's very satisfying to get it. Especially if it's powerful too.
Do you think they're gonna
There are
add
gonna be
like
a lot of
a
people. I
Go ahead,
What?
bud. Go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say there are gonna be a lot of people, I'm sure, that don't do that. They're not gonna craft those 11 weapons.
Why? Okay, never mind.
Because
Well,
they
there's
log in
just
and they go to
players
the
that can't
Crucible
do it.
playlist and they play.
Yep.
I guess.
There's
But that's
always
all
gonna
they
be
have time
players
for.
that don't see everything, you know. But
Yeah.
I'm wondering if they add in like, and I'm sh like I haven't watched everything, so I'm sure like whatever. But if you know you craft the weapon, and if there's like an extra step if you choose to take it, then it crafts it as a masterwork. You know what I mean? If you take that little extra time, if it'll actually craft and give it to you as a masterwork weapon instead of getting it as a legendary and then working towards it. You know what I mean?
That's interesting.
Yeah, I'd be down for
Personally,
that.
like, 'cause
Upon some
I feel like Masterwork is I don't know. I feel like the right way to do it would be to craft it and then convert it to a masterwork. Because
Yeah,
it's
but
like
I
we're
think it'd be
making it as
cool.
he made it, and then we're improving on it.
But I think it'd be cool if it
Just
was
gonna have
like,
more about the weapon.
yeah, exactly. But if they made it like, you're ready to craft it, and right before you press accept, like there's this other option that's like, well, you're already
Kill three
here.
children and spin in a circle to make it a
Exactly.
masterwork.
Man, Anakin already has all of the masterworks. This is awful.
Master Skywalker, what are we going to do?
You're all
I
going
have
to
to hide
die.
from you. That's all it. Spoiler
Oh,
alert, Anakin Skywalker made like 300 Horcruxes that day.
God.
It was all the younglings.
Also, fun fact, because I've been playing Assassin's Creed Origins and stuff, but so Osiris is basically the god of bringing people through, like from death to the afterlife, is his job. So that's something to think about.
So is it death
Didn't
or something?
in Egyptian mythology, didn't
No,
well,
that's something
Anubis
else.
manages the underworld.
Yeah, but
Yeah.
so it's Osiris's
But
job is
didn't
to get people from like,
yeah.
oh, hello, you died.
Like
Let me show you how to which elevator to get on, basically.
didn't Osiris try and take over as king of the gods when Ra left?
Correct.
And then Osiris died and came back as Horus?
That part I'm
No,
not
Ra
100%
came back
on,
as
yeah.
Horus.
Yeah. But yeah,
Oh, I
so
love
something
Egyptian
else to think
mythology.
about. Yeah. Something else to think about with the name Osiris. Okay,
Very curious.
next thing before we start closing up here. What, since season one is ending on Tuesday, what are your guys' goals for the last week of Vanilla Destiny 2 season one? Let's start it off with you, Calumet.
I actually don't know. Probably doing prestige raid if I can. I couldn't even do the normal raid yet, but yeah, I would definitely want to do some prestige raid.
Okay.
What else? I want to try the Trials of Nine. I'm
Yeah,
not
this
good
is
at
the last one
PvP,
coming up, yeah.
but I'm gonna try it.
Okay.
But I'm scared to actually join one. Yeah.
Ah, well, we'll get a group together. We'll bring you in. We're awful at it, but we're the ones you want to go in there to just go, yep, I experienced this. This is awful. Let's go. Yay.
Yeah.
That's what we're about.
Yep, pretty
Nick,
much.
what is your goal before season two Curse of Osiris launches? Last few
To
days.
gather as many tokens as I possibly can for as many destinations as I possibly can.
Nice. How are you going about doing
For
that, Nick?
example, I'm doing the most rewarding, in all honesty, is probably going to be just spamming lost sectors. Yeah, lost sectors is probably going to be the most rewarding. But weapon parts too are something that I also want to stock up on.
Yeah, I remember to keep to do
So
that.
I've got I have not turned any in since the thingy that told us what was going to happen with his
December
name,
update.
Angie. Yeah. I have 71 right now.
Nice. That'll be fun to
And
play
then
with.
I have Let me actually look at my token inventory. I haven't had much time to play, but as far as tokens are concerned, oh, I'm not doing too well. I'm not even going to give you a number. This is bad.
Three, four, two, and one.
I have 51 raid tokens. So there's
Nice.
that. So I'm gonna get.
Yeah,
I'm
you
gonna
got
be
that
able to
going for you.
buy a couple things. I'd love to buy the raid set for my hunt.
I need to buy that stupid rocket launcher that won't drop.
Sins of the past. Do you have Curtain Call?
Yeah, that's what I've been using. That's like the first gun I ever got, so I've been using that nonstop. But
What?
the only improvement over Curtain Call for Sins of the Past is that if you switch to another weapon after like 20, 30 seconds, it reloads on its own.
Oh no, for sure. But I just want it because I want it. Like,
Yeah. Curtain Call
it's
does more
tiny,
damage.
it's super sleek, and it's gold. Like, I just want it to have it.
It's basically a Naboo starfighter that shoots rockets.
There you go. I dig that. All right, Russ, what are your goals for the last week of Destiny 2 Vanilla?
Know, I'm probably just going to try to finish up a lot of the adventures, just so I can get a good understanding of all that the lore has to offer and everything that the campaign has to offer before I go into Osiris, so I can understand a little bit more of the events that are going on, and even possibly some of the ones that are leading up to Curse of Osiris.
That's beautiful. I've got nothing because I got my full Iron Banner set and that's all I cared about. So I'm good. No, I'm basically same boat. I need to just sit down since I'm not worried about gearing up really and just sit down and do all the adventures I'm missing. I think I cleared a couple planets. I still have a couple more destinations to clear out, but yeah, just sit down and finish out all the adventures is what I need to do.
I cleared everything, I think, except for Titan, because Titan's my favorite location in vanilla.
Titan has some good adventures.
I did the one where it's the Hive Knight versus the Fallen Captain, and I killed the Hive Knight. The Fallen Captain was like, "Dude, bruh, you're awesome, dude." Gave me what I wanted and then teleported away, and I'm like, "What?" But I said "but" again with two T's that time.
I'm
But
up
I
to
have
touch the butt.
I've done like. I don't think I've done a single adventure on my hunter. And my hunter is the character that I want to try and focus on.
Oh, so you think you're going to start maining
So
your hunter during Curse of Osiris?
I do, I really
Oh,
do.
man.
What?
I still got Calumet, man. We're Titan Bros. It's all good.
Titan Bros. All right.
Hashtag Titan Magus Rest. We got this, baby. Me and
Dude,
you.
my Titan was a lady.
Yeah, I don't care anymore because you're going Hunter, so you're dead to me.
She looked just like a Korra.
Nope, doesn't matter. You're dead to me. Moving on.
All right.
So yeah, I'm just super
Whatever you
excited.
say.
Tuesday's coming up, so we're gonna dive in and see exactly where the story takes us, exactly what they meant by all these changes. Whether Osiris is good or bad, whether we're getting a new speaker, and who on earth. I got nothing for that last part. I was trying to get all theatrical.
Who on earth knows
One
how
man,
much his headpiece
one
costs?
ghost.
Here we go again. Again.
Boom. All right, so I think that is everything we wanted to cover. I've got zero viewer questions, which is sad
All
since
right.
we actually had two the last time, so that was exciting. I
Those were
can
good
make one up if
questions
you
too.
want. No, those were really good questions. No, I'm not going to make one up. We're going to wait till we actually get some from the audience because that's a lot of fun. So, thank you all for joining us for Just Some Guardians Episode 4. This was our Destiny chat. Once again, every other week we will be doing Destiny content, and then on the in-betweens, we are just going to sit down and do a basic all-out nerdy talk about games and movies and other franchises and books and everything else you want to talk about. So.
Next week, I'm calling it now. We're talking about Justice League and the Infinity War trailer. Just saying, okay.
Oh yes, Infinity
No,
War.
we're
Yes.
gonna talk about the new My Little Pony movie. That's what we're gonna talk
I mean, obviously,
about. Oh,
obviously,
duh! Like
ultimately.
that's what everyone wants to talk about. Forget Justice League and whatever that other one was called. You said like
I didn't know you guys were bronies too.
Avenger? No, absolutely not. I want to get that very clear before we continue.
Graham has a
Absolutely
big poster of
not.
Rainbow Dash. He has a big poster of Rainbow Dash in his room.
I drew a mustache on her because I think it really adds to her legs.
Was it like a Hitler stash or like a Hercule Poirot
It was more like a Stalin
mustache?
stash.
Whoa.
Cute.
Oh,
If you
yeah.
haven't seen Murder on the Orient Express, go see it.
Ooh,
It's
that you
so
can see.
good.
It was a really
All
good
right.
movie.
That's all for
It
next
was
week.
so good. Okay, bye guys.
So we're gonna close up. Thank you again for joining us. I'm gonna plug the clan here again, since this is who we are. If this has not offended you or disgusted you or made you want to quit the game and uninstall, we are Just Some Guardians. You can find us on Bungie, or we're on PS4. I'm Elmer Fudd. You can just shoot me a message if you want, and we'll bring you in. You can join our shenanigans. We'll get you in on the podcast when you join, so we can introduce you, get to know you better, run some content with you, cry in trials eventually with you.
So if we're a clan that ends up having like 25 people, are we just gonna have like 25 people talking on
No, I'm not. No, I'm not gonna have everyone on at all. But like, I want to make it where we have our, base crew,
special
the
guests?
podcasts, and then when we get like a new person, we bring them in for an episode, and so on and so forth.
Part of the
No, I
initiation.
can't imagine. You know what? Down the road, if that happens, I will do one podcast where we have like 30 people on it, just because that's a nightmare.
Okay.
So that'll happen.
That'd be fun.
There's like 20 minutes of just introduction.
Right?
Also, I want to tell everybody that today, so my wife and I decided to go ugly Christmas sweater shopping. I
Beautiful.
got an ugly Christmas sweater with a T-Rex on it.
That is how you win at life right there.
Yeah,
Hey, there's T-Rex there.
It's pretty
T-Rex.
awesome. He's wearing a Santa hat and like a
Yes.
Santa suit jacket. Amazing.
All right, well, I'm going to
Nice.
close this up. Let's rock and roll. So, you can
Definitely.
find us
Bye.
on Facebook, facebook.com/JustSomeGuardians. We are on Twitter at GSGcast. JustSomeGuardians.podbean.com. That is going to be our podcast app of choice for the time being. So you can find us over there. That's going live. I'm shooting for. I finally got all the pennies saved up. So that's shooting for live going tomorrow. We'll be up and running.
Yay!
Exciting. And
Don't forget to
then.
join us for utter incompetence and
Hey,
what
stop,
was the
stop,
other
stop.
one?
We're not there yet. Stop,
Oh,
stop,
sorry.
stop.
Jeez.
Yeah,
Don't ruin
way to
this.
go, Russ.
Don't ruin
I'm
this.
sorry.
Ruined it.
Oh.
Now.
Speaking of utter incompetency, jeez. So when we do our podcast, you can find us on that podcast app of choice. But when we're actually recording this right now, we're live. Heyo, we do these
Oh.
on Twitch. You can find us at twitch.tv/justsomeguardians. You can watch us live. You can jump in the comment section, join the conversation. We'll get your comments and questions and stuff a part of the podcast. Say hi. We'll call you out. It'll be beautiful. You can tell your friends you're famous now because you're on a podcast with three viewers. And what more do you want in life? And then
Exactly.
sometimes, or all the time, when we're running stuff as a clan, I will stream it on my personal Twitch stream. I'm not famous or anything. I actually get less views on that than I do on this one, and we get no views on this one. So
Your
that, if you
comments
ever want to
suck.
check that
Do
out,
that.
is twitch.tv/ElmerFuddGames, double M double D. And now you got that Charlotte's Web thing stuck in my
That's what I was
head.
thinking.
Yep, so good. So thank you again for joining us. We are just some guardians. And how do you like that closing line is so good, but I don't know how to segue into it properly. Mutual chaos and
Russ,
utter incompetency. How do we segue into that? So we can
don't
do
forget to
it.
join us for mutual chaos and utter
See?
incompetency
There you
next
go.
week
The king of
on
segues.
Just Some Guardians.
By
All
the
right,
way, Brett, you have to change our motto on Bungie.net.
I know. I need to find time to actually be on a computer to do that.
A computer?
A computer? I need to get on my personal computer.
Yes.
Jeez. All right, Russ. I want you to repeat that, and then we're going to end this because you did it beautifully. Go.
Don't forget to join us next week for Mutual Chaos and Utter Incompetency on Just Some Guardians podcast.
Outro music.
Good night, everybody. Doop 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 do